Lord, for your glory, we sing your praises. We magnify your holy name. All for your glory, Lord, we bring blessing. We seek to honor you all of our days. We lift our hands, we lift our praise to you. We worship all you are in spirit and truth. We give our hearts, we lift our lives to you. We offer all we are for the glory of you.
You all know my love for basketball because I talk about it all the time. And I can pinpoint when that love really started. It was in the winter of 1985. The high school that I would eventually play for was making a deep tournament run, eventually losing in the Final Four. What made this run so great and so different from other schools? Well, every person in the starting five was under 6 feet tall. One radio broadcaster teased and called them the Smurfs because our school colors were blue and white. Well, in today's lesson, we will learn lessons from four small creatures. Please join me for a few moments today as we discuss the topic of small but mighty. As
we lift our lives to you, we offer all we are. We offer all we have. We offer all our lives for the glory of you.
The team that I mentioned in the opening had a great impact on me. They gave me something to strive for as an 8-year-old little boy. They were never the biggest, the fastest, or the most athletic. But what they did was do things the right way. They were fundamentally sound in all areas of basketball. So from that time on, I worked and worked on the fundamentals of the game. They had such an impact on me that I can still name all 5 starters to this day from that group of young men that played basketball in 1985. The leading rebounder on the team stood about 5'9" tall. And last I checked, he's still in the school's record book. They taught me that you did not have to be big and mighty to play the sport of basketball and do it well. In the book of Proverbs, Solomon mentions 4 small creatures created by God that are not big, but he mentions that we can learn much from them. Let's go to Proverbs chapter 30 and verse 24. Solomon says, 4 things are small on the earth, but they are exceedingly wise. These are the creatures that for the most part go pretty unnoticed by people and probably aren't on a list of favorite animals or favorite creatures. It are these 4 small but mighty creatures that I want to examine for today. I could probably do a full lesson on each one of them, and I believe I already did with the ant, but I'll refrain from the time being. Let's begin where Solomon does with the ant in Proverbs chapter 30 and verse 25. The ants are not strong people, but they prepare their food in the summer. As you'll notice, all of these statements are short and sweet. But as Solomon suggests, they contain a great deal of knowledge and wisdom. How do the ants overcome their small stature? By preparation. They know they are not big enough or strong enough to survive collecting food in the winter months, and so they prepare for that by gathering enough in the summer to last them through the winter. Can mankind learn from this simple creature? Of course we can. It is really what Jesus' statement in John chapter 9 and verse 4 is all about. We must work the works of him who sent me as long as it is day. Night is coming when no one can work. Jesus explains to us that we need to be working while we can, just like the ant. The ant is preparing for a time when they are at their weakest and the food supply is at its lowest. So why does Jesus tell us to work? Well, in Amos chapter 4 and verse 12, Amos tells both Judah and Israel to prepare to meet your God. This will be a time when we are at our weakest and our supply will be extinguished. At this point, we will have to rely on God and his son. So the question is, how much did you prepare? Will we meet the Lord one day? Of course we will. And we can learn a lot from the ant to prepare for that day. Solomon then moves on to verse 26. The Sephanim are not mighty people, yet they make their houses in the rocks. We may not know what a Sephanim is, but the scientific name is a hyrax, and its common name is the rock badger. The wisdom that this animal brings is stated in its common name. They know to live in the rocks. These animals are very shy and skittish, and when startled, they go very quickly back to their rock. Jesus goes to great lengths to teach this very lesson in Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 through 27. In fact, it is the concluding teaching in Matthew's account of the Sermon on the Mount. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and acts on them may be compared to a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain fell and the floods came and the winds blew and slammed against that house. And yet it did not fall, for it had been founded on the rock. Everyone who hears these words of mine and does not act on them will be like the foolish man who built his house in the sand. The rain fell and the floods came and the winds blew and slammed against that house, and it fell, and great was its fall. Do our spiritual lives rest safely in that of Jesus, the rock? The third creature is found in verse 27. The locusts have no king, yet all of them go out in ranks. This is an interesting one. Solomon, who is a king, mentions the locust not having a king in a positive light. I do not believe, though, that it is the fact that they don't have a king or queen that is the reason for their commendation here. I believe that Solomon is trying to contrast those who do have a king that don't work very efficiently together with this small creature who has no recognized leader, yet each works diligently to accomplish much for the good of the whole group. How often do we allow others to work by themselves or with small groups to accomplish things that we ourselves should be involved in? As Christians, we need to be finding ways to work with our brothers and sisters in Christ to the glory of God. The last creature comes from verse 28. The lizard you may grasp with the hand, yet it is in kings' palaces. Now, depending on your translation, lizard may say spider, as it does in the King James Version. Without time to go into much detail, the writer appears to be saying lizard here, though the two words in Hebrew are very close and difficult to distinguish from one another. The lizard spoken of here is likely small and able to be held in the hand by a human without any real danger to the human. However, it is described here as living in the king's palace. Certain lizards of the day were harmless enough to be the pet of choice for kings. Having a gentle spirit can go a long way in leading others to Jesus and making us successful in life. Jesus himself teaches his followers to be wise as serpents and yet harmless as doves. We truly can gain a great deal of wisdom from these creatures that God created. But we must understand also that it is God who designed them, and that the wisdom we learn ultimately comes from him. While Christianity is declining in our world, we can still have a great impact if we use God's wisdom. So until next time, I encourage you to be small but mighty.
Lord Almighty, he is Lord, he is God indeed. Great.